Here are the stages of the impact process in a little bit more detail. The I is initiate your idea. This first stage of the impact process is where you examine your ideas and you determine the one on which you will focus your energies this time. Capture your other ideas so that you don't lose them, yet choose the one with the most import to the time, situation, and target audience on which to focus. This is your money idea. Apply critical and creative thinking techniques to develop your chosen idea. Once you experience the impact process, you'll be able to return to your other ideas and repeat the process. This is a stage where you really spend a lot of time capturing the details of your idea. The next stage is the M, mold your message. This second stage is where you do a brain dump, a transfer of everything you can think of and learn through research that relates to your idea, from your head and from all the disparate notes of your capturing your idea into the documentation of your choice, whether it's paper or electronic. This is so that your idea is physically in one place. Then you use some proven organizational patterns to sort and shape the bits and the pieces of your idea in order to see your idea more clearly. The P in the impact block process is plot your strategy. Say that fast. This third stage is where you fine-tune your organized idea. Plot your communication strategy so that you effectively persuade other people to accept and act on your idea. Create your sales strategy to figuratively sell your idea, even if it's not literally for sale. Work out how you'll present your idea to your target audiences. The A in impact is attention, command it. The first three stages of the impact process involve thinking, planning, organizing, and writing. Not so sexy, yet it's necessary for you to implement a strategy. Legendary quarterback and Hall of Famer Roger Staubach said that spectacular achievements are usually preceded by unspectacular preparation. The first impact stages are the unspectacular preparation for communicating and implementing your idea. The last three stages are your action ones. This fourth stage is where you fully develop your communication strategy and you start presenting your idea. You research your audience to determine how your idea best meets their needs. You use effective presentation techniques to capture your audience's attention and interest them in your idea. You communicate with authority to command respect, and you can return focus to your idea when discussion goes off on a tangent. The C in the impact process is communicate for action. This fifth stage is really a seamless continuation of the previous one where you hone your persuasion and your presentation techniques. You employ positive verbal and nonverbal communication skills. You learn to listen purposefully. You react appropriately to challenges and questions. And you persuade your audience with your messages, your reasoning, and your fine public speaking skills. And then the T in the impact process is terminate assertively. This sixth stage is where you seal the deal. Make your call to put your idea into action. You present an action plan and you schedule the next moves. You involve your audience in your plans and you get commitments with deadlines. Be specific. Communicate the payoff for acting on your idea. Make your tone commensurate to your request. Express your appreciation. Remain in control of your idea by steering the course for its implementation. Anyone can have a great idea. Yet the leap from inspiration to implementation is too wide for many to make. By following the impact process, The giant leap becomes manageable because you have tools that help you move your ideas from mind to materialized. My wish for you is that never again will you look at an advertisement or see a product on the shelf or read about a great thought leader, pause, frown, and say, "Hey, that's my idea." This is Sylvia Henderson, founder and CEO of Springboard Training, LLC. I work with and I speak to groups and organizations. I have tools for individuals to help move ideas from possibility to profitability. I help people show they're as great as they say they are. You can find resources for free and for fee, and you can contact me at springboardtraining.com. My email, sylvia@springboardtraining.com. My phone, which is area code 301-260-1538. My blog at blog.springboardtraining.com. And my Facebook, which is springboardtraining.com or springboardtraining.